Welcome to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, the co-chairman of the IBM Endowment for the Business of Government. We created the endowment in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. Find out more about the endowment by visiting us on the web at www.businessofgovernment.org. The Business of Government Hour features a conversation about management with a government executive who is changing the way government does business. Our conversation this morning is with Linda Combs. Linda is the Chief Financial Officer at the Environmental Protection Agency. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning.
And joining us in our conversation is Morgan Kinghorn. Good morning, Morgan.
Good morning, Paul.
Well, Linda, perhaps you could start by getting an overview of the EPA. Tell us about its mission and the types of programs.
The EPA's mission is to protect the environment and human health. We have just under 18,000 employees working in many locations across the country. We have 10 regional offices as well as laboratories and field offices. And, of course, a large number of our talented people, about half, are located in Washington, D.C. We have many, many talented folks that work in EPA. We have scientists, engineers, attorneys, and given the work that we do, science is very important to the core mission of our agency. And our mission, of course, is to protect the environment and human health. We have generalists as well as environmental protection folks of many different scientific backgrounds, biologists, zoologists, ecologists, toxicologists, right along with the financial expertise we have in my own office. But we have a very dedicated group of people that work at the EPA. And I think that one of the statements that I have heard that capsulizes that is I know that there are people currently working at EPA that first came in 1970 when EPA first opened its doors. So there are a number of dedicated and talented folks that work at EPA.
And in terms of the Chief Financial Officer, the budget's quite large at EPA, very diverse programs, as you mentioned. Sort of what are your responsibilities as CFO at the EPA?
We have in the CFO office about 350 of those dedicated people that I spoke about a moment ago. We have many of our folks in the Washington, D.C. area in the CFO office, but we also have some field offices in Cincinnati, Research Triangle Park, and Las Vegas. And, of course, our people are primarily accountants and financial specialists, budget and program analysts, but we have environmental scientists in our CFO office as well as writers and policy specialists and systems specialists as well as economists. Our responsibilities are broad enough to require a very wide range of skills to get our jobs done. As the agency's senior financial manager, my job as CFO is basically to provide executive oversight for all of the aspects of EPA's annual budget, which is approximately $8 billion a year. We're also responsible for the agency's strategic planning efforts in accordance with the Government Performance and Results Act. We have an integrity and accountability function, as well as an auditing function and auditing tracking function in our office as well. We have financial computer systems that we're responsible for, as well as accounting, and of course, we're the office that pays people. So payroll is a very important part of what we do in the OCFO office. We have an integrated budget and performance system, and we have a web-based financial reporting system that is our financial data warehouse. But in addition to all of that, to keep up with our $8.1 billion budget, we do budget formulation, execution, analysis, and reporting within EPA's integrated planning and budget and accountability system. So we basically have oversight for all the financial operations, all the financial statements and reporting, and we have budget formulation as well as execution responsibilities as well. One of the responsibilities that I feel is very important for any CFO to participate in, and I take that responsibility very seriously, is my work with the Chief Financial Officers Council. I think it's important to have EPA at the table in promoting the things that are important to EPA, but I also think it's important for CFOs to provide a leadership role across government. And we have responsibility in our own office for the President's management agenda, as many CFOs across government do. We actually have three of the five areas in our own responsibility. I'm very, very happy, and one of the reasons I bring that up is we were actually the second agency to earn all green scores in all of the progress areas related to the President's management agenda. So the President's management agenda has served a number of purposes. It's brought CFOs across government together, but it's brought people in our own EPA environment together as well around five specific agenda items that are important to each and every manager and that are also important in the CFO office.
One thing that you're obviously involved in heavily right now, appropriations processes, and you were involved with them before. You see any difference in that process so far in terms of either the detail or the structure or the craziness?
Well, I think one of the differences is that the process seems to be stretched out. This year, particularly, we're still, of course, in a continuing resolution as we speak. We have a longer, protracted period of time. We work on 3 years' budgets at a time. While we are currently awaiting our 03 final conference, we currently have just presented the President's 04 budget, and we have already started some pre-planning for the 05 effort. So I would say the biggest difference, Morgan, is probably my impression that the process has become much more protracted. And that just causes all of us to have a lot of input in how we do our daily jobs in thinking over a span of several years at one time. Part of that's good, but a lot of that is some uncertainty that's interjected there as well.
Morgan hinted at your different experiences. Could you tell us about your career prior to coming to the EPA?
Sure. I was the Assistant Secretary for the Treasury for Management from 1989 through 1991. I was Acting Associate Administrator for Management at the Department of Veterans Affairs before that, and Deputy Undersecretary for Management at the Department of Education in the early and mid-80s. Prior to my federal career, I was Advisor to the Governor of North Carolina and an elected board member for the Board of Education in Winston-Salem Forsyth County, North Carolina. I was manager of National Direct Student Loan Programs for Wachovia Corporation, also in North Carolina. And in my very, very, very early career, I was an administrator and classroom teacher in the Winston-Salem Forsyth County schools in North Carolina. My husband and I have, over the last 10 years, managed our own entrepreneurial business. So I have seen large organizations and have had responsibility for very large organizations as well as small entrepreneurial activities, and have wonderful successes and wonderful memories with all of those.
If I counted correctly, you've had positions at Education, Veterans Affairs, and Treasury. And I'm curious if you could contrast the differences in management styles at those three places.
One of the things that I always like to think of are the similarities. The similarities, which is not what you asked me about, Paul, but I'll get
the opposite is the opposite.
The similarities reflect a lot around dedicated people. And in each and every one of those responsibilities, because each and every one of those encompassed management areas, I have found such dedicated and talented individuals that work in the federal government. I am always, always so impressed with the caliber of people that the federal government is able to attract and how committed and dedicated those individuals are. So the differences, I would say, relate to the missions of those organizations. Veterans Affairs had a very discreet and determined mission. Treasury Department was broader and much more overarching and encompassing because of the number of bureaus and number of large bureaus within Treasury. Education had a very discreet mission. And here now at EPA, it's one of the regulatory agencies, and it too has a very different mission. So I would say the differences rely more in mission. The similarities lie in people.
That's a good stopping point. Rejoin us in a few minutes as we continue our discussion with Linda Combs of the EPA. How has EPA created results-based management? We'll ask Linda when the Business of Government Hour returns.